coronavirus cases are surging in Georgia. Meanwhile, schools are trying to figure out how to reopen in the fall. As they do, about the only thing parents, teachers, and health officials agree on is that we need to do what's best for our children. As GPB's Ellen Eldridge reports, the hard part is knowing just what the best thing is.
There's a lot of conflicting information about kids and coronavirus. Megan Roper is both a teacher and a parent in Cherokee County. She says the mixed messages make it hard to know what to do when it comes to school.
It's such a catch-22 because it's Russian roulette. In a sense, I'm like, yeah, we should do what's safe. But then in another sense, these kids still have to learn. These parents still have to work.
Parents of public school students can expect to decide between online lessons or face-to-face classes, but many schools haven't yet reached out to teachers. In Fulton County, the superintendent says the school district can't responsibly reopen unless the COVID-19 spread is low. But what low really means is even up for debate. Officials in Cherokee schools are waiting to make a final decision, too. They are watching the data. Megan Roper appreciates that.
Because of the fact that we don't know what's happening right now. There's a spike in cases. Who knows if that's going to level off? Who knows if it's going to increase?
Plus, for single moms like Roper, online learning is not an option.
If I have to go back, Birdie has to go back. There's not going to be a decision that I'll have to make about that.
But Roper is more concerned about her parents, who help her take care of Brody.
My father, within the past year, had a stem cell transplant. So the exposure to him is actually greater than what I'm concerned about with Brody.
Monica Arrington is a second grade teacher at an Atlanta charter school. Leaders there are waiting on a decision by Atlanta Public Schools. So all Arrington can do is guess about how best to prepare for classes. That's especially tough in teaching kids headed into the third grade.
So they're just coming out of really understanding the difference between a concrete concept versus an abstract concept.
Arrington has about a month left to figure it out. Even for people like Adrienne Duncan and her husband, who both work from home, navigating the school year won't be easy.
Well, we have three children that are going to three different schools in three different cities come August.
The Duncans say since they can afford things like computers for each child, they have it much easier than many other families. But they do have challenges. Duncan's middle child is in fifth grade. That means she's headed for middle school and needs a lot of structure. Her 14-year-old is beginning her freshman year in high school. But maybe most challenging, her 9-year-old with special needs, who has an individualized education program, or IEP.
Just like with my son, there's going to be a lot of IEP conversations about threading the needle between meeting his IEP needs for social interaction and self-management in the classroom.
It's likely many families will find themselves threading their own needles in the coming school year, between what's best for their kids and staying safe from the coronavirus. For GPB News, I'm Ellen Eldridge in Woodstock.